Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on the Thursday the 25th of April. Shazwad, one day to go, it's my birthday, no I don't want a present. Give some money to charity. If you're making money from anything FTS, give some money to my favourites of the RSPCA or the Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. There you go. Don't worry about little old me. Give it to a bit of charity, if you wish to. Right, what we got today? Well, the football last night, United, as I said, different class City. The golfing class is huge. They've made a massive mistake appointing Solskjaer. The league title, well, they've both got to win their last three games, I think. Burnley won't be easy for City. You expect them to win, but it won't be easy. Liverpool look to have the easier fixtures. I mean, Huddersfield is a penalty kick. Wolves at home, maybe, offer some resistance. Can't see Newcastle away putting anything up, to be honest. Benitez, ex-Liverpool, probably lie down. No, I can't accuse him of that, can I? That's unfair. But I think Liverpool definitely will win all three. And City, the only real one I see, is the Burnley game at the weekend. But we shall see. It's exciting stuff. And of course, then in the big game of the night, the old Wolverhampton Wanderers. Well, they are back, the Gooners, aren't they? They are back. What I like every day is I genuinely get about 500-600 emails every day on average. And what I love is when I talk about football on the podcast, and bear in mind that is what I spend my life betting on, I lose members and listeners because they're Arsenal fans or Chelsea fans. I absolutely love that. Genuinely, it makes me laugh. I don't like abuse, but when people get that involved in football, it's a bit of fun. Genuinely, mate, it is a bit of fun. Relax. And then obviously on Twitter this morning, the teams of the year, PFA team of the year, and everybody, first thing I logged on to, well, I did some work and then had a look, I thought I'd catch up on the news, and that's all I could see is people bleating and whining about a team that doesn't even exist. I mean, fuck me, get a life. We're creating billionaires in this world now out of people who create nonsense. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Twitter, hypocritically, yes, I use it, but we're creating billionaires for people that creating things that really do not matter, and getting yourself in a 2-8 because Paul Pogba got in the PFA team of the year. Who really gives a fucking shit? Honestly, there's people dying in the world. Anyway, that's that bit over. Right, what have we got today? Horses were garbage yesterday. We have got one horse for today in the 250 at Beverley, Musharraf Place. I'll post the result on Twitter either today or tomorrow morning. But it's Musharraf in the 250 at Beverley in the place market. I've got some weekend mentions already in the Scottish Championship at home, Dundee United. I'll just call up some odds for you. Just give me a second. Let's just crack on, have a find the Scottish Championship. United Kingdom, Scottish Championship. So Dundee United at home on Saturday. They're currently, well, on Betfair, they're 1.98 and 2.34. So obviously there's no money there. So that's a weak guide. I shall tell you the price that you can go down to. Apologies, just getting all this up for you. A little bit of humming and singing while I'm there. Right, Dundee. Yes, so Dundee United, if you can back Dundee over 1.9, then do go ahead. Dundee United against Falkirk. And in the same league, Ross County, again, weak market on Betfair, 1.66 one side, 1.82 on the lay side. But if you can back Ross County over 1.65, then they're the two home mentions for the weekend. One away mention is Brentford at Bolton, which is an absolute shambles of a club at the minute. Hopefully they sort themselves out. But Brentford, if you can get Brentford above 1.7, I think they were 1.77 when I looked, then, Bolton are a bit high to lay, so backing Brentford would be the option there. So it's Dundee United, Ross County in the Scottish Championship, and Brentford as the away in the Championship. There may be more come up tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday Spurs kick off at 12:30, so I'll be up and around early doing this. So because I've got to get up there for the old Taxpayers Cup final. So that is the mentions. I've done the horse. Right, a trade. I've only got one trade tonight, and it is in Poland. Zagłębie versus. Who are they playing? Zagłębie are playing Wisla Kraków, and it is the standard over 3.5 trade. So it is currently 2.3. And just to give people an example, as people have asked, on next season, over the next couple of weeks, a survey will go out about FTS and the setup for next season and things that people want. But there will be a lot more videos going on. I've made a load of videos. It is literally just editing them, narrating them, and getting them up. And that'll be my sort of summer project, so that we've got a full work through of videos on the website. But in this game, for an example, you could lay over 3.5 at 2.3. So let's say you laid it at £100, you would be risking 130 for a £100 stake. And then as the goals don't go in and the market rises, you could back over 3.5 for three at 3.3 for £70, and that will leave you a green of 30, 31 quid either side. So it's laying it at £100 at 2.3 and then backing at 3.3 for 70 quid, laying over, then backing over, and the price will rise as the goals don't go in. So that is how you would do it, and that would leave you a green on either side. That's the simplistic approach. What I tend to do is leave the profit on unders originally. As the price rises, I chip away at the over 3.5 so that goes blank, and I have all my profit on the unders. And then, obviously, if further goals go in, I'll adjust it from there. But in simple terms, lay at 2.3 for an example, £100, and then back in play as the price rises, 3.3 for £70. And if you wanted to do just 25%, then obviously you would lower that. That's £75. You could do 25 pound and do it at sort of 305. So then you would be doing £75 at 3.1, 305, and that would give you a 25% profit on that initial lay stake of £100. So, that risk side of how long you want to stay in the market is up to you. I know people have done well with these, and I'm going to look at, as I say, the whole setup of getting this information and whether we carry on with PDFs, podcasts, what makes up Ultimate and everything throughout the summer. So that is the only trade that I've got today. We've got a few games in Sweden, but not a massive amount on. And then we have got the full-scale onslaught again at the weekend, and everything will be processed tomorrow before I do anything else. I have a couple of requests. Can I do the record keeping and that? And I will. I will do that early next week. I think it's a little bit quieter next week. I have got small matter of a Champions League semi-final on Tuesday. But I'll get to those certainly by Wednesday next week. The details I lost in the recording yesterday, which cover this sort of the mathematical proof, but I think the one for you guys is record keeping, and I'll just talk you through how I do it, and obviously you can learn from that. And again, like in beginner, there's templates, and if that's something that we need to help you with, then I will try and do that over the course of the summer, so that when we get to August, people really are set for where they need to be. Okay, I think that is it. I will love you and leave you on this Thursday, a bit colder today, and I'll be back in the morning. Obviously, I'll process everything for the memberships, and I will get a podcast now. I'll update the horse result later on or in the morning. So have a great Thursday. Hopefully the trade goes well tonight, hopefully the horse places, and I will be back and speak to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Cheers, mate.